Hey, welcome back. You know, I want to say one thing after we take a commercial break. Please do support people who live in the cities that have stations that carry our show. Please do support the sponsors. Please do support the stations. Jimmy, I'm not really sure what else we can say about other than perhaps negativity about the Democrats. But everybody knows how we feel at this point. I don't know how they're going to save themselves. So why don't we flip over to COVID? You've come up with some very interesting research on what's going on there. Go for it, bud.
Well, there is some, I think it all wraps together with trust and faith in our government and with this administration. So they're pushing the vaccines. But apparently, according to research, a number of research studies that have come out, the vaccine is ineffective, and it actually increases the viral load once you take it in some people, which actually potentially puts them in as super spreaders for a period of time. Because we've seen this significant increase in the cases of the Delta variant. Of course, we don't see the same commensurate in the death, in the number of mortality incidents. However, what we're seeing is a lot of information that's very questionable. And then again, the administration is trying to continue to double down on the vaccines when in fact, there's a lot of questions about what's happening. And in fact, this FDA approval is very questionable in some of the sub language in the approval, because Pfizer apparently is having two different versions, and the one that's been approved is actually not able to be, it's not produced yet. It's not, they don't have enough out there. So they're still using the other, and that's in the fine print that people don't understand. And again, that's undermining trust and faith in this administration.
Well, the only comment that I can make at this point is that there are many, many questions out there regarding COVID. I am convinced, based on the research that I have done, I'm convinced that this whole thing was started by mainland China, the Wuhan virus, I think it should be called. I disagree with sugarcoating it and say that it wasn't created by the Chinese. I think the Chinese did create it, but then I think it got totally out of hand. I am very, very personally involved, obviously, in COVID because of my wife, because of her death back on June 1st, and a close friend of mine in Simi Emmo, a guy who I play a lot of golf with, a guy who is going to occasionally do appearances on Jim's and my podcast and radio program. There is some issue with his wife that perhaps COVID had something to do with her death. She died just a couple of weeks after Kathy did. Did COVID officially have anything to do with my wife's death? Not officially. But when I have to say not officially, it didn't, but I have to wonder about it. That statement is worth about a million words. Don't you agree, Jim?
I do want to specifically reference this Oxford University Clinical Research Group that published this article on August 10th in The Lancet, which up until some false information came out last year on COVID was a fairly well-respected medical journal. Right. This study is saying that the viral load from fully vaccinated people can increase 251 times the load in their nostrils compared to the unvaccinated, right, which makes them potential pre-symptomatic super spreaders. And we're seeing this phenomenon of, large number of growth, but Anthony Fauci is on camera last year saying the worst thing we can do is have a vaccine that actually increases the spreadability of a virus. And in fact, it may be information is coming out that is exactly what's happened. And again, we've got an administration that's pushing the vaccinations and pushing these continued lockdowns and shutdowns, which is very detrimental to our mental health, to our economic health, to the nation's future, but most importantly, to our basic individual rights. And they are attempting to silence people that are pushing back against it, including research papers like this.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I agree 1,000% on something like that. Anyway, the history books are going to be very colorful in the not too distant future, in the sense that the United States is being tested very, very severely in two areas. Number one, it's being, I have to say, it's being tested in the area of moral values. It's being tested in the area of religious values. As all of you know, I am a very, very non-secular person. I also, in terms of when I talk about religious values, I mean moral values. Moral values include, among other things, not just sexual values, but they include values like telling the truth, being fiscally responsible, trying to make your living environment a better place, have pride of ownership is the way that I put it in my area, and that seems to be slipping. That is a test that has been given to the American people, in my opinion, by God, and I do not think that we're doing very well on that test in this particular opinion. Jimmy, I know that's a little personal. You don't have to agree with me, but you give a comment if you would.
No, I do think we're being tested. I think we're being tested as we always are as a nation. This may be the most challenging test America's faced since 1861 in the Civil War. There is an attempt by very powerful people that I believe are very focused on globalization and global elite financial media control. And I think they're pushing agendas at the detriment of the average person in America. And I think that is the way they have to do that, is by undermining those basic principles that America is founded on, which is free speech, free thought, freedom of religion, your ability to have the faith that you wish and desire. And I think we're under tremendous pressure right now from very extreme groups. The crazies are running the asylum right now. We've got the extremists, and it's just crazy what's happening and how rapidly the United States is in serious trouble. So I have to agree. Yeah, something's got to change, and hopefully people will wake up to it. And if not, we're all in trouble.
Well, if people don't wake up to it, you know, when you were talking, I was thinking of the movie that Jack Nicholson starred in called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know, he ended up, because he would not commit, and commit is the wrong word, he would not convert his thinking, and guess what happened? He got a lobotomy. In a sense, is that kind of an interesting analogy to put as to what's happening to the American people, Jimmy?
I think both of us, you know, I do a live radio show I did on Monday here in our area, and callers, and we had, you know, a caller that came in and just absolutely could not accept the reality of what was happening on the ground. And we're seeing people, the extremists on the progressive left, that are yelling back and screaming, no, this is all Trump's fault in Afghanistan, and oh, the world's going to fall in because of you, because you're not wearing a mask or you're not vaccinated, it's all your fault. And there's some psychological instability out there with people, and I really do think we've got a lot of people that just have lost touch with reality, and I think it's driven a lot by corporate media in America right now. They're creating fear, and they're intimidating people, and it's a sad state for America.
Jimmy, we've only got about basically 15 seconds left. So the live show that you did that took call-ins, the preponderance of call-ins were anti-McKinney philosophy, is that correct?
No, just one caller. The rest of them were actually quite supportive. It wasn't my philosophy. It's just understanding the facts on the ground and reporting them.
Yeah, but I know what your philosophy is. And your philosophy is called understanding the facts. And
that's all right.
And the truth of reporting. Well, way to go on that radio show. That's great. I'm sure glad I'm not as... I'm going to edit that out. Well, way to go on that radio show, Jimmy. We got to put the word out as much as we possibly can. Ladies and gentlemen, one quick comment. I haven't had time in the last 48 hours to address all of the comments because I'm spending the majority of my time now trying to make this show program as accurate and as excellent as it possibly can be. We'll be back next week. Please join us.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.